Crisis of belief. Some women do not struggle with the idea of ending a baby's life, but as I counseled Jane, it became clear that terminating her pregnancy would require her to choose an action that contradicted her beliefs. Until recently, Jane had strived to do the right thing as much as possible. She tried everything she could to save her marriage, even staying until her husband decided he wanted out. She let him pursue the divorce instead of initiating it herself, always hopeful that he would change. But he hadn't. We discussed at length the crisis of belief she faced, including what it would cost her emotionally, spiritually, and even physically to violate her moral and religious framework by choosing an abortion. Jane knew that stepping so clearly outside God's will for her life in this way might be something from which she'd struggle to recover. She'd made peace with what had led her to that place, and she'd asked for forgiveness for sinning against God with the father of the baby. But abortion? Everything in her screamed no, while in her mind the faces of the people she loved most screamed disappointment. She just wasn't sure who's screaming to listen to. Jane and I talked deeply about what it means to be a child of God, how it looks to live for His glory instead of clinging to our own vision for our story. As we talked together, she made a decision for life, even though she knew it meant enduring emotions and conversations she would have been happy to avoid. Jane and I stayed in touch throughout her pregnancy, and I listened to her tell me how the people in her life both surprised and disappointed her. In the end, sacrificing her pride in order to honor God in a hard situation was worth every difficulty. Jane could not stand up and say something she had believed was wrong was suddenly right, just because of her personal circumstances. Circumstances don't change truth. Abortion was either right or wrong, no matter what. Because of this, she left our time together a flawed, sinful human being with lots of emotional baggage to work through, but she was at peace with her Creator. Her crisis of belief came in the form of an unplanned pregnancy. For you and me, such crises more often take the form of smaller everyday choices of whether to honor God. For example, in our home, the electronics are carefully monitored. Neither of my sons has a smartphone, and it causes no small amount of angst in our relationship. Most of their friends and family members have one, and they feel they should be allowed the same privilege. My husband and I disagree. Our decision is based on what we see in God's word about protecting our children from evil. See Job chapter 31, verse 1, Mark chapter 9, verse 42, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. In addition to that, our decision has been based on two other very important questions. One, are they mature enough to handle the responsibility that having a smartphone brings? Two, is having a smartphone best for them? After careful thought and much prayer about these questions, we believe that now is not the time to introduce this technology into our boys' lives. It doesn't mean we never will, but for right now, the answer is no. This is just one of the many small everyday crises of belief my husband and I encounter as parents. I call it a crisis, even though it's a relatively small issue, because in all the parenting things, and all the other things too, we must ask ourselves this question: how can I best honor God in this circumstance?